During Monday's official talks, presided over by the Cuban president and his Irish counterpart, the two sides confirmed as excellent the state of relations established 20 years ago and agreed to work toward further expanding and strengthening bilateral ties. The accompanying delegation included Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez, Minister for Foreign Trade and Foreign Investment Rodrigo Malmierca, and top officials from the two Cuban ministries. The two delegations discussed issues on the bilateral agenda and other international matters of common interest. After the official talks, Presidents Díaz-Canel and Higgins greeted a group of students, their parents, and professors who had gathered there to welcome the distinguished Cuban visitor.
We are very happy to be in your country.
And
you have a beautiful country.
It's
an island like Cuba.
And
we are bound by historical
feelings.
In Havana, there is a street that is named after an Irish man.
Y hay una placa que fue visitada por el presidente.
There is a plaque that your president saw during his visit to Havana.
Que dicen que somos dos pueblos isleños.
And it says, it reads that we are two island peoples.
En el mismo mar de lucha y esperanza.
In the same sea of struggle and hope.
The Cuban head of state and his Irish counterpart also held private talks, after which President Miguel Díaz-Canel signed the visitor's book, expressing profound admiration for his Irish counterpart, President Michael Higgins, and for the Irish people on the occasion of the establishment of 20 years of diplomatic relations between Ireland and Cuba. The Cuban head of state recalled that these historical ties of friendship have united both countries since the 19th century.
I thank His Excellency, President Michael Higgins, for the warm welcome we have received. Illustrious men throughout Cuba's history, like Cuban hero José Martí, expressed their profound admiration for the independence cause of the Irish people.
Díaz-Canel, the first Cuban president to make an official visit to Ireland, planted an oak tree in the palace gardens, describing it as the perfect symbol of friendship between the two countries. After the ceremony, President Michael Higgins invited the Cuban president and his delegation to a welcome lunch.
I had the honor to be the first Irish president to ever visit Cuba 2 years ago. But our two nations and peoples have enjoyed profound friendship and solidarity ties for centuries.
For his part, the Cuban leader highlighted the common principles and values guiding the independence causes of both Ireland and Cuba.
Peace and independence have been the guiding principles of the Cuban revolutionary process ever since 1868. These are the same principles that we defend today amidst the new escalation of the United States against our country. They are common principles defended by the Irish and Cuban peoples, two nations that have had to fight for their sovereignty and independence against powerful empires.
Díaz-Canel's agenda in Ireland also included a courtesy visit to Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar, meetings with Cubans residing there, and with solidarity activists with Cuba groups in Ireland. During the exchange, the Cuban head of state thanked them for their permanent support for Cuba in the struggle against the U.S. blockade against Washington's activation of Title III of the Helms-Burton Law, and during the years of struggle for the release of the Cuban Five, who served long, unfair prison sentences in the United States for fighting U.S.-sponsored terrorism against Cuba.
Somos isleños.
We are island peoples.
Somos rebeldes.
We are rebellious people.
Hemos enfrentado imperios.
We have fought against empires.
Y queremos defender siempre nuestra soberanía, nuestra independencia y nuestra autodeterminación.
The Cuban president also paid homage to renowned Irish solidarity activist, the late Bernie Dwyer, a true friend of Cuba, the Cuban people, and their revolution, who lived 10 years here in Cuba. About Bernie, as we fondly called the longtime journalist here at Radio Havana, Cuba, and also a renowned documentary filmmaker, we should say that before coming to live here in Cuba, she served for many years in Dublin as the president of the Ireland-Cuba Solidarity Association. As she herself requested, Bernie's ashes were cast into the sea off the rocky Havana waterfront here in Havana during a solemn ceremony attended by a group of Bernie's Cuban and Irish friends and also her family members. Also on hand at the ceremony were the Cuban Five, René González, Ramón Labañino, Fernando González, Gerardo Hernández, and Antonio Guerrero, whose freedom cause she worked tirelessly for until her death. From Ireland, the Cuban president traveled on Tuesday to Belarus. We will continue to inform our listeners on the international tour of Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel. For Radio Havana, Cuba, I'm Lena Valverde.